fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 30th day of March, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today is to learn to use primitive weapons. That would be bows and arrows, crossbows, spears, knives, tomahawks, and slingshots. Slingshots have come a long way in the last 20 years or so. They're entirely different than they were before that. All right. We do have patient waiting in the green room. My friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how to incorporate Simply Clean Foods into your preparedness. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. It is great to be on the show today. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Well, Chance, I just posted, today will be posted on my website, a note from my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist. And he brings up something I'm hearing from many sources, is the issue of food availability, food pricing, both for humans and for animals. My local supermarket yesterday, I was going down the pet food aisle, and the cat food was pretty much all gone. They had plenty of dog food. I was talking to somebody in a nearby community, and they saw just the opposite in their supermarket. The plenty of cat food, but no dog food. But as I told my friend, I paid $120 for $50 worth of items yesterday afternoon. things are getting really expensive really quick when it comes to food items, aren't they, Chance?
They are, and you know, I expect this to continue. You know, it's interesting. I watched a video yesterday, and it was a truck driver. He was parked at a big truck, at the fueling depot of a big truck stop, a pilot, and he faced his camera towards the gas pump. The fuel was 5, maybe 5:40, 5:50, somewhere in there. And I watched the price on the pump go over $1,000. So this guy's got two 100-gallon tanks, right? Because he's got a reefer truck, right? So he said, and this is key. He goes, folks, when your milk is $8 a gallon, this is why. When your cereal is $8 a box, this is why. When I lived in Hawaii, John, we saw the same thing. Eggs were $5 a dozen. Gas was $5 a gallon because you have to ship everything there. The cost of everything will continue to rise as long as we have this current administration messing with our fuel supply, right? Cutting back the Keystone pipeline and shutting down the rigs, the oil rigs across the country. So we're going to continue to see this. And, you know, this guy said, wait, just wait until you see $10 to $11 a gallon, what that is going to do to this country. John, it makes you really sit back and ponder.
Well, it does. And as I've said before, discretionary spending comes to a screeching halt. Cable and satellite TV, gone. You're going to restaurants, gone. You're going to sporting events, gone. Going to movie theaters, gone. Vacations will become going to your uncle's house in Peoria instead of going to a resort. If you go at all. If you go at all.
If we can take this step further, John, just one step further, maybe you needed to go to the dentist and you either have insurance with a copay or you don't have insurance. That visit's probably going to get canceled if you're stressed out just providing enough fuel to get to work every day, right? Or to put food on the table. Maybe that's a doctor's visit. Maybe you have a surgery plan or whatever that is. It affects every part of our life. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People will be looking to get second source streams of income. They'll be working two jobs. There's no shortage of jobs. I know locally here in my area, in the Crawford County, companies are offering sign-on bonuses ranging from $750 to well over $1,000. Just please take my job. I will pay you money. Take this job, please. So there's no shortage of jobs. And people will be working 60, 80 hours. I had plenty of 80-hour weeks myself years ago, decades ago. I don't need to do that anymore, but I did when I needed to. Men and women who have had a comfortable employment and were getting by okay, they'll be taking on a part-time job just to help make ends meet. It will change our society in many ways. Won't it, Chance?
It will, and if folks will write down the word hyperinflation, H-Y-P-E-R, inflation, and look that word up, you'll see where we're headed. It's a double-edged sword, John, because now, due to inflation, the minimum wage is going up all over the United States. Right here in Texas, there is a Dairy Queen that starts employees out at $15 an hour. Now, because it's privately managed, this Dairy Queen has the most expensive ice cream, burgers, whatever that is, of any other Dairy Queen. They can charge their own prices. But you see how this domino effect, I think of it more like a snowball running down a mountain somewhere in Colorado, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's no end to this until we get our budget back in line, until we get our economy back in line, and we open up these pipelines. It's going to get hard for a lot of people who were struggling before, right? I see, mortgages. I see foreclosures. I see repossessions of vehicles coming soon. It's not going to be a pretty sight. Now, I don't mean to be bleak, but at the same time, now is the time that you need to be purchasing the things that you're going to need for the next 6 months, right? Now is the time to do that. And I say 6 months, actually, it should be a year. So while prices are where they're at now, go ahead and stock up on some food, freeze-dried food. Go ahead and stock up on rice and beans. Stock up on the things that you're going to need because you're going to pay more later, John.
That's right. That's right. Well, I hope people will pay heed and do that. That's my desire, that people will do that, and some will. And we have people that have been doing this for years, but they're going to ramp up their preparedness given the situation we see. Food availability, typically what happens is there's plenty of food available. It just gets really, really expensive is what happens. So stocking up now, and of course, you're in the business of providing high-quality freeze-dried food, all of which is non-GMO, much of which is organic, at good prices, because you bought your inventory before all this insanity hit the market, didn't you, sir?
Yeah, for the 7-7 pay-as-you-go program, that's very popular. We bought that food back in January of 2020. Thank the Lord that we did, because if we had not, that program in the end cost $770 for a six-month food supply. John, these are real numbers. Okay, I'm about to give you some real numbers. That same cost for that $770 pack will now cost us $1,200. So you see, you're looking at 40% just in a year and a half, brother, and that's crazy. That's crazy, and that's not just our company. That's everything. These are metal companies, lumber yards. Everyone's saying the same thing. With gas prices and food prices, have you bought a steak lately? Oh my gosh! I mean, you'd have to go get a title loan on your car to buy a steak these days.
Yep. That's the way it is. It's ironic, you know. And I live, I'm literally surrounded by cattle ranches, north, south, east, west. A friend of mine, I had a offer to buy half of a side of beef, and I wasn't able to get in time. He has regular customers for years, so they weren't able to get me in. But I'll be talking to another rancher, cattleman, about getting half a side of beef. And my buddy Leon Green wants to split a cow with me, so we'll go ahead and get a whole cow once we determine, a rancher that can fit us in. So these matters involving food, this is nothing to be taken lightly, is a chance.
It's not, and I'm sure you already know this, John, but if you're going to buy a side or a half a side, even a quarter of beef, make sure you ask the ranchers the right questions, okay? So if that cow is grass-fed and grass-finished, that's a nice lean cut. That's what you want. But if that cow is grass-fed or grain-fed with GMO food, which is very popular around here, and then they take that cattle to the yards to fatten them up with more GMOs, and then they shoot them up with these growth hormones to make them big quickly, you've got some issues that are going to affect your health, right? If you eat beef that has been injected with growth hormones, what do you think that does to your body? That growth hormone doesn't just go away. It's in the beef itself, right? I said this probably a year ago on your channel, sir. When I went to school back in the 70s, the girls, the young girls in junior high were normal. And I say normal meaning they weren't developed. You look at the kids today that eat the beef and the chicken that has been injected with growth hormones, and they are fully developed, right? So it doesn't just affect that. It also your organs as well. So ask the right questions, long story short, before you purchase a side of beef. Make sure that you're getting a good quality grass-fed, grass-finished cut of beef.
Right. Well, in my neighborhood, these ranchers are too cheap to spend any money on hormones. They're not going to do that. and they don't feed them grain because they're too cheap to do that. These are just grass-fed beef, and they're healthy, good tasty beef from the local ranchers here. And secondary sex traits in girls are development of pubic hair and breasts. Secondary sex development in boys is pubic hair. And we're now seeing 8 and 9 year old girls and boys having secondary sexual traits because of the growth hormones. In fact, Tyson announced, it's been 4 or 5 years ago, they were going to discontinue the growth hormones in their chicken. And I believe Tyson is the biggest chicken producer in the country. You know, we've had so many young men growing up to be 6'4" tall when their dad was 5'9" and mom was 5'2", and 5'11", 6 foot tall girls from the same parents. People understood that this is not normal. And secondary sexual traits in 8-year-olds is not normal. And of course, the hormones that go along with it are very disturbing and confusing for an 8-year-old child, to say the least. Very, very upsetting and very disturbing for, because they don't have the maturity to deal with the consequences of these hormones, what they do to your mentality. So yes, be very cautious if you can about where the beef comes from, where the chicken comes from, to eliminate the growth hormones. I don't know what they do to adults, but they are very harmful for children, aren't they, Chance?
They are, and this leads down a rabbit hole, a pretty deep rabbit hole. These girls that are developing so young, they become targets for these pervs out there, and I'm being nice because these guys need to be buried underneath the jail. For these pervs out there, on top of that, like you say, the hormonal imbalance in these young children affects their mental stability. It's the way they look at things in their life. They're not stable. They're dealing with way more than they need to be dealing with at 9, 10, 11 years old, right? When you're supposed to be a kid and having fun. Brother, it's the big corporate food companies, and I'm talking about Kellogg and Post. I don't mind naming names. These guys out there, they don't care about your health, guys. They don't care about your health. They care about the stockholders, the people that own their stock. It's about the bottom line, right? Making sure that they can make food cheap enough where they can make a profit. Well, you make food cheap, trust me when I tell you this, you take shortcuts or you add fillers, and now you're starting to cause the problem in our bodies over the long term. It's like taking that poison pill that doesn't kill you that day. But if you take that poison pill every day for 2 years, now you've got a disease. You've developed an issue. Now you have to go pay the doctor, and if you're lucky, get healed from that. So it's sad, brother, but, you know, this is what we deal with.
Exactly. I recall in the mid-1970s, there was a new bread company in St. Louis, Missouri, that was promoting the highest fiber content of any bread. Well, that went on for about 6 or 8 months, and somebody finally analyzed the bread and found out the fiber was sawdust.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. It was quite hilarious and quite the scandal, of course, at the time, that they were promoting this bread as high fiber, and it had actually had sawdust in it. Getting the food now is not optional. You have pretty much a good inventory right now. Get ready for immediate shipment, Chance?
We do. We're now 5 business days out on shipping. We are pretty busy right now, but our inventory looks good. As a matter of fact, we've got inventory this morning. Fun. It's not. We've got inventory this morning, but we are looking good. The only thing that we're seeking that we cannot locate are some of our freeze-dried fruits. So if you need fruits, pears just came in, by the way, freeze-dried pear slices. If you need fruits, you might want to get them now. That might be an item that we're going to have to pull within the next 90 days if I don't see some containers heading our way.
Well, here's some good news. There's a company called Winnebago. They manufacture recreational vehicles and boats. They have a $4.4 billion with a B dollar backorder list right now for their RVs and boats. So some people are doing quite well, aren't they?
Well, maybe they're losing their homes and they have to buy an RV. I don't know, sir.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. If you go to our website under products, it will be at thelibertyman.com. You'll find Simply Clean Foods. The coupon code is LibertyMan to have some savings. You'll find that there, won't you, Chance?
Yes, use the code LibertyMan, all lowercase letters and no spaces, please, to receive a nice discount, and then your order is automatically shipped for free to your home if you live in the lower 48 states. John, I know this, what I'm about to say is more in line with one of your guests coming up, but you talk about prepper tips. Here's something to consider in the times that we're in, especially. Folks that have one or two or more people in the household need to consider ways to cut back on your electricity bill. One of the best ways that I find, and pretty simple, is in every room of the house, you should install these electrical switches. For example, in the bathroom, that if you're not in the room, the sensor detects that and it turns off that light automatically, right? That's very, very wise, because we all have a tendency to forget to turn off that light. Well, if you do that in two or three bathrooms or bedrooms, that adds up pretty quickly. Another tip is in the winter time, instead of keeping the heat on, which is a minimum of 1,500 watts, of power, you should use more blankets, right? More blankets, stay warm that way. And then in the middle of summer, instead of keeping that air conditioner running constantly, you might have just an air conditioner in the room that you're in quite a bit, but use fans in the other rooms. That helps circulate that cool air around the house. So these are just tips that your next guest probably knows a little bit more about, but I think that they're going to be helpful to save your listeners a little bit of money.
All right. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. And of course, there was a special pack you put together for my listeners. Tell people about that if you would, please.
Yeah, the Liberty Man Pack is an amazing variety of our freeze-dried fruits and our freeze-dried vegetables. It's a 30-day supply. We're going to be adding the pears to that pack. So if you haven't tried the pears before, which I doubt that you have because we just introduced those, you're going to love these. I mean, they make great snacks. So instead of, you know, having a cookie or something like that for a snack, try these pears. They're satisfying and they're full of vitamins, much better for you than having, you know, processed sugar.
Absolutely. Much, much better. And I hope people will take advantage of this now while they can. You talk to people all over the country, your various suppliers. What kind of feedback are you getting on availability of food in the future, sir?
The sad thing is a lot of our vendors, we can't sign contracts with them because they just don't know, right? So containers are still moving very slowly across the globe. Farmers are not getting the yields on their crops as they were before due to weather issues. Logistics across the globe as well, just getting a set amount of food set aside on a regular basis is very difficult because now there's less food and more, it's supply and demand, right? And more demand for that food. So cost is becoming more cost prohibitive. Again, we talk about the price of fuel. Imagine these barges with these big diesel engines in them, right? They use a lot of fuel, John, a lot of fuel. So they've got to now carry your containers from, across the globe to the United States and be unloaded. Those containers are going to cost more than they did just 2 weeks ago. And this is going to continue to happen as long as fuel prices rise. So again, this domino effect is going to affect every single person living on this planet. And it's going to get scary. So again, stock up now. Get the food now. Don't regret this decision later because you sat on the bench.
That's right. It's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late, isn't it?
There's an expression I like. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, right?
Roger that.
Especially if it's not just you. You know, if you're responsible, if you're a parent or you're a husband, you are responsible for the needs of your family. So you need to do whatever you can right now to make sure that you can provide for them in just the basic of necessities, right? So we're talking water, we're talking food, we're talking electricity, we're talking rent and gas, right? You have to be able to do this. You know, we are, here's just an option, John, I wasn't even going to bring this up, but now's a good time. We are looking for distributors. One person that you know, Tracy, over there in Ohio, she's been our distributor for quite a while, and she's really spreading the word through her church and other sources, and We have a break.
Call numbers 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. We are made some changes to make my website more easy to navigate and find things more quickly. We're changing all the COVID updates, which there's dozens and dozens of articles and videos that you now can have them all consolidated to find them other things more quickly. And of course, my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, we're posting one or two articles a week from Steve. They're great articles. He's brilliant. And I just read his most recent one about an hour ago. So you might want to check those out. Just scroll down. I think they're on the I believe on the left side. Things get moved around. No, they're in the middle. Just scroll down to get to those. And, of course, energy cleaners. I actually have energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I just got word from my supplier this morning that the queen-size pads will be in, so I'll get the back order waiting for queen-size pads caught up this week also. It's been a challenge, but helping people get past the arthritis pain, get their life back is really a lot of fun, quite frankly. Helping people get the rest they need so they can have a normal life is just as much fun. So check out the energy cleaners. And if you already have an energy cleaner, check out the micro plush throws. They're soft and cozy and warm. You'll like them. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Get that signal as much as you can. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. Everything's available at my website. You can make your payment using PayPal, various credit cards. You can send me a check or money order. My address is right there. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay, it looks like a chance that we have you for just a few more minutes. You got to scoot and go take care of business, it looks like.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to finish my thought real quick.
Okay.
So we have distributors like someone you and I both know, Tracy, over in Ohio. Folks, if you want to make some extra money from home and you've tried our food and you're passionate about eating clean, we want you on our team. You don't have to buy any inventory. We will take care of all of your customers. We will ship to them directly from our warehouse here in Texas. And you get paid a commission on every single order. There is no other requirements. We don't ask that you have a business license unless you're in the state of Texas. Then you will need a resale permit. So reach out to us at 737-400-2066, 737-400-2066. I have to say it's very rewarding. It's the reason why we get out of bed every day, to be able to help people, other people, prepare for what's coming, as well providing clean food in their daily dietary needs. So reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you about it.
All right. And how long do we have you for, a chance, before you need to move on to your next project?
You know, sir, I should probably help out. Basically, what's happened, we're doing inventory today, John, and I've got one of my lead guys who's done it before is called in. He's not going to be able to make it in. So I really should get to work and help these guys out. So if it's okay with you, sir, I'd like to bid you adieu.
We'll take care of business. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye, sir.
All right. Well, the latest article and a couple more that Steve O'Neill has written, there's a lot of emphasis on climate change as it affects agriculture. What's going on in Ukraine is going to affect food availability and food prices worldwide. I'm not sure how many people knew, but we're all about to find out. The massive amount of agricultural products coming out of Ukraine. Ukraine has been known for a century or more to be the breadbasket of Europe. A friend of mine, he grew up in the Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic. He says, John, it was Czech farmers that went to Ukraine early part of the 20th century, maybe late in the 19th century, probably late in the 19th century, that taught modern farming methods to the Ukrainian farmers, which made Ukraine to the breadbasket of Europe, which it is. It definitely is. The availability of fertilizer, the cost of fertilizer has gone up exponentially, twice, three times, eight times, 10 times, depending on where you are and what fertilizer you need. Same thing for herbicides and pesticides, which in modern farming are used a lot. Point being, ladies and gentlemen, price of food is already growing up dramatically. You don't need me to tell you that. You already know that when you go to the supermarket, and it will continue to. Wouldn't it be a great idea to be growing at least some of your own food? If you're a brand new gardener, you're not going to get much that first year. Maybe a bit more the second. The third year, you'll start getting the hang of it. After 4 or 5 years of gardening, you'll be have enough experience where you can raise a good portion of the family food, maybe most of it, if you are diligent enough. I recall a house I rented when I was in college. Across the street was an older couple. They were at least in their 70s, possibly in their 80s. and they had a really big garden. It looked like they grew a lot of their own fresh produce. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that. The gardening is still very popular in the Ozarks. Not as popular as it was half a century ago or more, but still popular. Yeah. Most people have a garden, or I should say many people and families have a garden of some type. Maybe it's just a few tomatoes, maybe some peppers and squash and so forth. But they have some kind of garden. And learning how to garden is a process. Joining your local gardening club would probably be a smart thing to do to have a steeper learning curve. I think that would be really wise to do that. And getting the things you need, the seeds, the tools, whatever fertilizer you can get your hands on, even if it's just cow manure or chicken manure has to sit for a while. It's too hot to use the first season. It needs to cool down. It's just too hot to use the first season that you get your hands on it, fresh from the chickens. But cow manure and horse manure can work quite well to make that soil ready. My friend Leon Green, he's quite the gardener. I'm not. I don't pretend to be. My wife, Dr. Moore, was a gardener in the family. And if and when the time comes I need to be learn gardening, I will do so. In the meantime, I'm looking at getting a some kind of portable building that I can make into a chicken coop and have a place to keep maybe 6 or 8 chickens or so, to have my own supply of fresh eggs and fresh chicken meat as well. I've got the space to do it. It's just a matter of finding the time to get it all set up so it's ready to go. If you live in an urban, suburban environment, there's probably regulations involving farm animals and what you can have, what you can do, and so forth. You don't want to get sideways with the law. You really don't. Just check out the rules and comply with them while you're preparing your exit strategy to get out of the urban, suburban areas where you have the ability to do whatever you want, like I do. That would be a smart thing. Gardening is a passion for a lot of people that are involved in it. Around here, when it's gardening season, it's fascinating to listen to the men and women talk about what variety of tomatoes they're having success with, how the garden is doing in general, whether it needs rain, whether the critters are eating up the produce. Lots of critters like to eat the various things that you're trying to grow, fruits and vegetables. I looked out my cabin window one day early in the morning, and I saw this deer on its hind legs. It was right stretched up, picking up, eating apples that were at least eight feet off the ground, at least. I didn't know a deer could stand on its hind legs like that and balance itself to eat a tasty apple or a peach or a pear, but they can. It is pretty amazing to watch that. And my general philosophy of life is to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. That's been my philosophy for decades. I saw firsthand in combat in Vietnam how quickly things can go from normal to severe, brutal combat in just a matter of hours. I've seen that happen personally. And that was during the Tet Offensive of 1968. Tet, S-T-E-T, Tango Echo Tango, is the Chinese New Year celebration all throughout Asia. It's a combination of Christmas, New Year's, and the 4th of July, because there's gifts exchange, there's fireworks, and of course it is the New Year. So I knew for months in advance that it was going to be a major offensive, because I was an intelligence analyst with the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion, Republic of Vietnam. And I attended the classified briefing every morning at 4th Corps headquarters. I picked up documents from the CIA, from military intelligence, from the Army Security Agency, ASA, and other places. And unlike many of the several of the men that were with me, especially our commander, I actually read this stuff. In fact, my commander asked me if I would attend the secret briefing at 4th Corps headquarters Monday through Friday so he could stay back with the officers and have coffee with his buddies instead of attending a classified briefing. I eagerly accepted the assignment, and I made up a sheet that I copied to fill in as I sat in a briefing the numbers of enemy killed in action, numbers of friendly killed in action, numbers of friendlies wounded in action, a number of enemies captured, POWs, American POWs after warning, which was a rare thing. It did happen, but it was a rare thing. I would also get the location of Caucasians moving through villages with the Viet Cong. Obviously, American prisoners. I don't know that Russian advisors got that far south. There may have been a few, but they were mostly north. When they came into South Vietnam at all, they were normally in the north part of the country. And since I had the ability, and nobody knew the difference or cared, when I scheduled our combat missions to drop leaflets and play our loudspeaker tapes, I scheduled missions to take place over the most recent sightings of American POWs, because I'd be flying some of these missions myself. And I would be looking out the window once we finished dropping our leaflets. I'd be looking out the window for any kind of signal from an American POW. As remote as that possibility was, I was going to take that opportunity to look for American POWs on the ground, because I knew they were flying right over the last place they were seen, maybe as recently as 24 to 48 hours before, because this intel was really fresh. I never saw any sign of the American POWs, but I did look as intensely as I could. In fact, one time I was leaning against the window of a C-47, which is also called a DC-3, on my knees looking for that signal, leaning against the window when, although I didn't know at the time, it was the emergency exit window and it wasn't properly secured, and it flew open, and I fell out to my waist with my knees spreading very rapidly to keep me from going out the plane. And that was pretty exciting, to say the least. There's no sucking action as there would be with a jet airplane flying at 35 or 40,000 feet. It's just a heavy wind from the plane going probably 125, 150 miles an hour, something like that. So that's what I did. I was looking for POWs, and if I saw a signal, I would notify the pilot. I would say, "Sir, I saw a signal. Can we take a moment to investigate that and to get the position and have somebody check it out?" That never happened, but I always had hope that I would see a signal from an American POW. There was a American Special Forces captain who was captured in the Mekong Delta. I didn't know about him at the time, Colonel Rowe. He was a Viet Cong prisoner for 5 years. His book that he wrote about that experience is titled 5 Years to Freedom. It's a monumental work of a man who had the willpower to survive 5 years in the jungle with the Viet Cong, with malnutrition, dysentery, the threat of being killed all the time. It was just an amazing story. Well, Colonel Rowe, he eventually became once he escaped at the end of 5 years, and he stayed in the Army. And he started the SEERS class, the SEERS course at Fort Bragg, S-E-R-E-S. Let's see, survival, evasion, and resistance, escape. And I'm not sure what the S is. It's SEER, maybe it's just S-E-R-E. I volunteered for that class, that course, when I was back in the Army in the late 70s. I was hoping to meet Colonel Rowe, but unfortunately, the Army didn't have the money for the class, and I wasn't able to attend because the funding simply wasn't there. Regardless, Colonel Rowe was on assignment in the Philippines. He was in his automobile, and he was assassinated by a communist assassin in the Philippines. He was truly, truly a great American and a great soldier. And if you want to read a book that will warm your heart as to how tough an American soldier can be, that would be the book I recommend, 5 Years of Freedom by Colonel Rowe. Quite a book, quite a book. In fact, I may read it again. It's been quite a few years since I read it. And here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee, no time there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born, in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixie land.
We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to call and see if you got the contact information for Ralph that I sent to you. Hello?
Yeah, you were breaking up there on my end. I've been having this trouble off and on for a couple of days. Can you say again, please?
Yeah, I just wondered if you got the contact information that I sent you for Ralph Epperson.
Oh, yeah, I've had Ralph.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Now you're breaking up on me.
I've had Ralph's telephone number for years, probably 15, 16 years.
Okay. Hopefully, have you contacted him or?
No, I haven't yet. No.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe we could hear him on there. I think he'd be a really good in addition to your round table. I think that'd be good. I hope you do the same.
Okay. Anything else, John?
No, that's it.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks for the call. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, John. I told you my brother's on the wall, Vietnam. But, you know, my mom never believed that was him in the casket because they were sending home caskets full of rocks and dead Vietnamese, all kind of things. And I really believe he was a POW for many years. My husband and I got the study going. It's about 2 inches thick about all the Vietnam veterans seen around the world after the war. You ever hear of all that?
Well, you were breaking up, but I'm here. Oh. I'm here.
Okay.
Vietnam vets seen around the world. I'm not sure what that means.
Walking in other countries.
Oh, of course, Vietnam vets are around the world.
They were POWs, but they were they're POWs. But if they send home a casket with rocks in it, and they say that he was burned beyond recognition, it's a closed casket. Okay. Well, what happens is they went and passed a law here in Texas because we were going to open the casket. And they passed a law that you have to go through Austin to open a casket now. All that's new to
you? A casket of remains from a war or any casket?
They returned home as the body. And they might have been worried that, they're the ones that casket open for Lee Harvey Oswald because it wasn't him or something. But the point was, then we had a Democrat. We couldn't get permission to open the casket.
Okay. All right. Well, Pat, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Good job there. Back with Professor McKinney. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.